Ladies and gentlemen, today Kanenika Yanukova has reached personal history that she probably didn't deem possible. Last year she came so close, but she came with more determination, more resolve this year, and it was a much harder year to deal with because of the heat, slightly smaller field at the front to pull her. Although she had her sister Sarasha setting a ferocious pace in the early going. And then they were both running extremely. Along the way, Kanenika set the fastest time for 2,000 miles by a woman, taking 19 hours off the previous record. When she hit 3,000 miles, she was almost 2 days ahead of her time for 3,000 last year. So you can see the progress that she made, even though we had like a 3 week hot spell. I won't call it a heat wave, but it was quite hot on days with intense sun like this, no cloud cover. And she responded so well. Kanenika Yanukova finishes fifth overall, first woman. She becomes the fourth woman in history to finish 3,100 mile race. I'm saying, did I say four or six? She's one of six women to do the race. She's the fourth fastest woman. Her time was 51 days, 7 hours, 31 minutes and 7 seconds. Very good. 7:31. You average 60.416 miles per day or 97.231 kilometers. This is your first finish. You become the 30th place out of 39 runners total all time. And this was the 98th best performance out of 144 to this day, which will complete the year. From all of us at the marathon team and everybody at Sri Chinmoy Center and all your friends around the world, congratulations. God bless.
On my second last lap and I saw all this, I just couldn't believe it's happening, and I still can't believe it happened. Yeah, it's a long journey, this race, outer and inner. Many things happen during the race. It's like, you know, it's like in life, you have joys, you have you have problems and you have to overcome them, and but luckily you are not alone in this. And there are many stories to be told, but maybe just a few incidents that happened during the race that show you that, you know, there's always a way out of any difficulty that you get into. Like one morning I was running along the 168 and I was really tired, I was really sleepy, and I tried everything possible that usually helps, but nothing was helping. So I just started really talking to Guru, like, please Guru, it's too early to take a break, and I can't move somehow. And then all of a sudden I just the car stopped at the red light, and I turned, and there was Ranjana, and she smiled at me and waved to me, and Gopi was there looking at me, and it's just like at that moment, like everything was gone. I started running, and there was no tiredness anymore. And it's just there are so many things that happen, you know, during the race. And this reminds me another incident. This is from last year when I was having really, really, really hard time, and I was asking myself, so why am I doing this race? What is the meaning of it? Like, what? It's just suffering, and what am I getting out of this? So as I'm running along, there is a runner girl running the opposite direction, and she smiles at me, and she says, "You are amazing." And I didn't know her, and I don't know if she knew about the race, but so I just smiled back at her out of my misery, and it felt good. And then there is a mother with little child coming also opposite me, and so I smiled at them, and then they smiled back at me. And I thought, wow, this was much better than, you know, I felt before. Like, and then I come to the camp, and there is this banner, I think it's down there, and there is Guru's smiling picture, and his poem saying, just one smile immensely increases the beauty of the universe. I hope I said it right. And I thought, wow. So is this the message? Is this the answer to my question? Like, so this is why we run these races, you know, to help to beautify the world. Like, is this wow? It's really powerful. So I was just reflecting on the poem, you know, the lap after that, and I thought, wow, Guru is so smart. You know, he gives us this, you know, incredible race to help to make this world more beautiful. And it's, you know, I'm I'll be always eternally grateful to Guru for creating this race, and for giving me the opportunity to be a part of it. And even though he's not here, but I mean, he, you know, physically, but he is here, like, so it's so tangible. It's, you can feel his love and compassion, like, oh, he's here with he runs with us, we smile, he smiles with us, he cries with us, he holds our hands, and I'm just so grateful for this. And of course, there would be no race without the runners. So to all my fellow, my sisters and brothers runners who smile and run with me, and I'm so grateful also for their oneness and concern. And then, yeah, all the the race wouldn't be possible. Like, we wouldn't be able to accomplish any of this without all of you, without the race directors, Rupantar, Sahishnu, Bipin, Shandani. It's like, I don't think there is any race director like this. Like one morning, I was also really tired, and I was passing by Volodya. Was at the beginning of the race, and he was eating an orange, and I thought, I need an orange to wake me up. So I come to the camp, and there were no oranges. I'm like, oh no, I need an orange. I don't know why, it was just like, I needed an orange. So the helpers were asking around, and then I come like in few labs, and there is an orange, and they said Rupantar went to the supermarket and he got oranges for me. I couldn't believe that. So yeah, thank you for all their dedicated service, and then all the cooks. I mean, I don't think there is a race in the world they make the food per order for the runners, the breakfast, and they just, you know, and they always try to improve, and they always do it with a smile. You know, all other helpers, the counters, of course my personal angel helpers. Unfortunately had to leave yesterday, but Agbota and Tanya, and then all the other helpers who helped set up and who, you know who you are. I'm sorry, I'm mentioning all the names, but, and then I would like to offer my gratitude to Madalba Bratislava for helping me financially and supporting me, and all the people who follow the race and who send us emails, and or even if they don't send the email, I know they're thinking of us, they're praying for us, and all of you who come to the race, even if you come just like for, I don't know, just fleeting moment, I'm telling you, it really means a lot to us, and we notice you, even though maybe it doesn't seem like we do notice you, but we do. So, thank you so much. Well, there is actually one sweet incident I wanted to mention. One day, it was also along the 168, and there is a little girl with her mom, and she's looking at something or somebody, and you know, her mom is pulling her, but she's like looking at her mom, and I'm like, what is she looking at? And there is Yuri running, and she just couldn't take her eyes off him. Like she was really mesmerized. I thought like, wow, what does she see there? And then he disappears from her sight. So then she looks at me with her big eyes, and she does the same. She's just looking, wow. And then I came here, and they were just passing through the camp, and the girl was just like, she was looking around, and she did it with each runner that she saw. She didn't do it with any other people. So I thought, wow, I would like to see what she's seeing.